From EAA headquarters in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, this is EAA Radio, the voice of EAA.
Hi, I'm Dick Napinski from EAA, and today we have the opportunity to talk to Mac McClellan. Most people know Mac as the longtime editor-in-chief from Flying Magazine, but he's joining EAA to bring his writing talents, his insights, and his knowledge about all areas of aviation to EAA's publications and other communications areas. Mac, glad you could join us today.
Good to be with you, Dick.
Mac, your life has changed a lot in the last few months, certainly, from flying and now to EAA. How exciting is this next step or just the world of change you've been in?
Well, we're looking forward to it a lot, and you're right. After 34 years of being at the same place and largely doing the same things, it is a huge change. But on the other hand, I will still be flying airplanes and writing about them, and that is what I've been lucky enough to do for all these years.
I think a lot of people, when they saw that you'd be coming and contributing to EAA's publications and communications, first question, why EAA? Why Mac McClellan being involved with EAA?
Well, I went to Oshkosh for the first time in 1976 and have been there for every show since then. And over those years, I've always most admired EAA for its inclusiveness. And most of aviation, as you know, was been subdivided into various interest activities. But EAA has been able to welcome and support everyone who flies in any type of airplane or any type of aviation interest. So I've wanted to be a part of that, and I think what my talent and experience will be is to allow EAA to expand even further to include more information, entertainment, tips, all of those sorts of things for people who fly conventional airplanes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you bring up an interesting point that I'd like to follow up on is you mentioned aviation being subdivided so many ways. How much do you think that has hurt the growth and even the ability of aviation to make its case to become more well-known, to get more people involved? Because we certainly do need more people involved in aviation.
We certainly do, and I think that the segmentation of aviation has been an issue, and it's in a way no one's fault because there are varying and even competing economic interests in the segments of whether you fly for personal reasons, for purely recreation, for business, all of those things. But what I have observed over all these years is I don't know anyone who flies who isn't also interested in other segments. Everyone I know who is an active pilot in a conventional airplane, for example, mm-hmm. is also interested in warbirds, antiques, classics, that sort of thing. In fact, that's where many of us started out, was in what's now a classic. My
first
airplane was a Cessna 140 built in 1946, 3 years before I was born. So I think the business side segments it, but we pilots and aviation enthusiasts haven't segmented ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, and we're speaking with Mac McClellan, who is joining EAA to be a contributor to the publications and other communications with the association. And Mac, you might be best known for being associated with larger GA aircraft. It might be the Bonanza Crowd Light Twins, things like that, most recently with flying. One question that comes up, how will your writing or what you see your perspective reach the entire EAA community? Because you have everything from ultralighters all the way up to people who fly the big iron commercially and even those who don't fly as part of the community.
I think that I will be, as I said, helping to expand the EAA coverage and service to those whose primary interest is in a conventional airplane. But in addition to that, I have been most interested in the technology of all airplanes, and I believe that's true of all EAAers. And so when you think of a more sophisticated airplane, let's take the Citation Mustang, for example. Mm-hmm. I think that everyone or nearly everyone at EAA would be interested in what sorts of design choices, aerodynamics, and other features the Cessna engineers were able to use to make that airplane a jet as easy to fly or easier than many piston airplanes. Also, a larger airplane, for example, I think there's a lot of interest in how a Gulfstream with its new 650 has been able to design a wing large enough to fly directly up to 45,000 feet and still cruise efficiently at 90% of the speed of sound, Mach 0.9. And that extends to every level of airplane. So I think it's the technology and also the techniques of flying, which are largely the same. A crosswind landing is a crosswind landing.
Very true.
Flying an instrument approach is the same, no matter what type of airplane you fly. And that's what I expect to be able to bring to the EA audience, is an expansion of information in those areas.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the technology, Mac. How exciting, how much fun is it to see what has developed in the past 20 years or even 15 or 10 years in the world of technology when we sit in the cockpit?
Oh, I think it's just astonishing. And of course, the greatest advances have come in avionics, just as they have in the entire world of consumer electronics. I never, ever thought in my lifetime that we would see electronic non-moving gyros, the AHARs,
indeed,
that several companies are making that are not only the correct size and weight to fit in GA airplanes, but also priced effectively. And in some cases, over the lifetime of ownership will cost you less than a spinning metal gyro. To me, that's all just astonishing. I mean, I had seen that 30 years ago, 25 years ago, with laser ring gyros that Honeywell perfected that cost more than a brand new single engine airplane just for one system. So that to me is astonishing.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned a little bit earlier meeting the needs of the entire EA audience. Let's reverse that a little bit. How can your efforts help those who might be characterized at Oshkosh as the North 40 crowd, those who fly production aircraft, and so they can better relate to everything EAA has to offer? Because I know there's still a perception out there that some in that crowd think of EAA as that's the home builders, that those are the restorers and things like that, and that's not really my crowd.
You're correct in that that is the perception, and I think that is what I know I want to help to change, and I know Rod and Tom, the EA leadership, also want to change that perception, because during the week of Oshkosh, looking around, everything is in proportion.
Mm-hmm. You know,
by far, the production airplanes dominate all of flying, and when you're at Oshkosh, the North 40 and the other parking areas make it clear that the production, the people who own and fly conventional airplanes are there, just as the home builders and the antiquers and the warbird people. But the rest of the year, it hasn't been that clear that EAA is interested in conventional flying. And it is, and it wants to expand that. And I think EAA has the big tent that can welcome all of aviation, and we just need to get that word out. So that is the biggest part of my mission, is to attract or help convince those who have not become an EA member because they thought it was not for them, because their primary interest is or primary activity is a conventional airplane.
Mm-hmm. I know we're very excited about having you on board starting this fall and contributing to what we do here at EAA. But for you, you mentioned it early on, after 34 years, it's a different role, and the role emphasizes the writing instead of the day-to-day editor tasks that you had at flying. How do you look at that as changed, and how are you going to enjoy that now?
Well, I'm already enjoying that part. I did write a lot for flying and BCA before that, but I also had on top of it the management roles of managing my budget, a staff, issue planning, all of those sorts of things. And I have to say that that was the part I enjoyed least, and am happy not to be burdened with that. Mary is running an excellent operation there with the magazine, and of course there's a staff to handle the digital outlets at EAA. So my main job, or my job, is really to write, talk, probably appear in videos at some point, who knows, but just to get the word out about airplanes overall and stay focused as I have over these years, on people who fly for purposeful reasons, either for transportation, for business, whatever the reason may be.
Okay. Well, Mac, we're looking forward to those contributions, and we're very happy to have you part of the EAA family in even a closer way. And so we look forward to that, and thanks for joining us today, Mac.
Well, thank you, Dick. I'm really happy to be with EAA.
And I'm Dick Nepinski, and you're listening to EAA Radio.